Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hello, PTB Pop Video Jukebox of the Day listeners. I am Scott Griscolo from across the hall on the PTB Wrestling Network. Welcome to the first of three I'll be doing during this special series on the piano man himself, Mr. Billy Joel. Everyone thinks I should do all of them, at least me or Dr. G, but I'm not going to go that crazy. You're going to hear a bunch of great people doing a bunch of them. I'm going to do three videos. The first one that I will be doing is A Matter of Trust from the 1986 album The Bridge. I have the video in front of me, and here we go in 3, 2, 1. So he's on a New York street. It's a typical summer day. Some dude is standing with a cigarette in his mouth. His band is there. Billy, incidentally, is not the greatest guitar player on the planet. He just likes to hold a guitar. You very rarely see him actually playing. Does it occasionally. In fact, two of the three songs I'll be doing in the series has him playing the guitar. Again, as I mentioned, this song came off the 1986 album The Bridge, which was kind of an in-between album. His previous album was 1983's An Innocent Man, which was one of his biggest hits. Not one of my favorites, but a pretty awesome album. Had songs like Uptown Girl and Tell Her About It. Innocent Man, the title track, which is really good. And then in 1986, he came out with an album called The Bridge. There's Christy, hot as usual for 80s, holding his Billy's daughter, Alexa. The Bridge was an interesting album. It had a lot of different rock stuff on it. There was a song called Running on Ice, Modern Woman. Cyndi Lauper sang background on that. There was a song Sting helped on. It was kind of a kooky album. Not really remembered. This Is the Time was on that album. Big Man on Mulberry Street. I think Baby Grand was on that too. I'm not sure. I don't remember if Baby Grand was on that. I think it was on that album, not on Innocent Man. But I may be wrong on that. But this is a great song. It's got a good groove to it. It was a radio hit. It was on the radio a lot in the late 80s. It's also one of his regular live staples, even in the last 10 years during his almost ending decade run residency at Madison Square Garden. Of course, he plays elsewhere, but that's his residency. This is one that's always on the playlist, on the set list for the night. Of course, the crowd is getting into him playing in this basement. A lot of the band is still with him on this. Mark Rivera, his sax player. Liberty DeVito was his all-time drummer, but they had a falling out, but they've since reconciled. But The Bridge is an interesting album that this song is on. I highly recommend listening to it. It's a different mid-80s kind of pop rock that's a little different than Billy had done previously. One thing about Billy always knew how to adapt with the times. If you go back to the late 70s, his two mega albums, The Stranger and 52nd Street, very jazzy, Phil Ramone-ish, you know, with the sexy New York sound. Then he kind of went into like new wave punky sound with Glass Houses in 1980, got a little more melancholy with Nylon Curtain. And then he went again, as I mentioned, he got more doo-woppy with An Innocent Man. And then here, The Bridge is just kind of a good amalgamation of good pop and rock for the mid-80s. Then he would take 3 years off. And then his final album of the decade was Stormfront, which came out in 1989. And later on this week, I will be doing a song from my Pop Rock Jukebox, Pop Jukebox clip for later in the week will be a song from Stormfront. This was taking place in the summer of 1986, so it's hot as hell. Even though Billy was a Yankee fan, of course, it was the summer of the Mets in 1986. They don't have many of them, so I'll take anything I can get. But just jamming in the basement, that's pretty much all he's doing. And it's a great song live. There's certain Billy songs that are good studio cuts, but they just go up to another level when he does them live. And in my opinion, this this video is one of them. So crowds all in front of the cellar, and the messenger people on their 10 speeds, the ladies sweeping the sidewalk, old school business in New York City, regardless of what borough, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Staten Island. So there it is. There is Billy Joel's A Matter of Trust video from his 1986 album, The Bridge. And that'll do it for today's Pop Jukebox Song of the Day. I'm Scott Criscola from the PTB Wrestling Network. Enjoy. Talk to you soon.